Good morning. My guest this morning is Brent Lindsay from the Imaginist Theater Company. Good morning, Brent.
Good morning, Roland.
Well, for one thing, you got a wonderful award, the Hewlett 50 Arts Commission Award, right?
Indeed. We are honored to have been given this award by Hewlett. It's the Hewlett 50 Commission, and it's really honoring their 50th birthday. And it was their largest arts initiative. These are the largest grants. In fact, last year they announced their grantees to music, and they were the likes of Kronos Quartet and Meredith Monk. So,
good company.
Absolutely. So we knew that the competition was going to be tough. And once we got down to they named the 20 that they were going to choose 10 from, and we were one of those 20, and it was just like, we're so close. We got to do this. So yes, it was an incredible phone call to get that we had been given this gift.
So we are going to be introduced to a Hungarian theater director named Arpad Schilling.
Arpad Schilling, who we met, we were introduced to his work in 2012-13. We saw a DVD came across our desk of Credicorps was his theater company, and they did a version of The Seagull. And then they did an original show called Blackland, and we saw bits of these, and I'll tell you what, it just blew our minds. We just thought, this is it. This is theater, right?
Right.
And it took years and years of us cultivating this relationship. I eventually would go over and meet Arpad, but really the catalyst to this is we had the president of the Critics Association come and visit our space. He was on a tour of the States, came to Santa Rosa from San Francisco just to see a show, and he said, you know what? You guys belong with Arpad Schilling. I'm going to try to make this happen.
Great.
So I went over, I met with all three of them, and Arpad said, yes, we had mutual visits, one here. I visited him there and saw some work that he was doing in Serbia. And so this is really the icing on the cake, is landing this grant and officially working with this guy.
Right.
A two-year process of putting up a show with him.
So the working title of the show that is going to be created among all of you is The Gun.
The Gun. And this stems from, actually, a visit here. He was very interested in the Andy Lopez death. He came over and he said, can we go drive to the field? He had heard the news, of course. And this was something that was just unheard of in Hungary to him, how a police officer would take a young kid's life. And so, you know, we drove there. He couldn't shake it. So years and years later, he's coming back saying, I want to do something about gun violence in America. It's out of control. You know, seeing from the lens of where I am, it's something I'm very interested in pursuing.
So when does the project start to be worked on?
We start a rehearsal audition process in 2019, August, and then we will spend the next year. He'll make four visits, and we will premiere it. We'll have a soft premiere here in Sonoma County. We'll premiere at Z-Space in San Francisco in 2020.
Do you think it's possible that it will tour other parts of the United States?
That is the hope, yes. In fact, that is absolutely intention, is not just other parts of the United States, but the world.
Boy.
So we're going global with this.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
I don't even know what to say to wish you the good fortune that you've gotten and much, much more.
Well, thank you,
You've
Roland.
Done wonderful work for so long.
I've been sitting with you here for 10 years, and it's
right?
It is. It's an incredible gift to bring home to Sonoma County.
So what can people do now? What's the next step for your audience?
So with this, Arpad's going to be making four visits. We're going to make some public forums so that people can come and have input into the work. We're going to have a whole community component in this. He's very interested in working with the community as well. So, you know, there is room for involvement in discussions, but also a deeper involvement if people so wish. Visit our website, send us emails, keep up with us on Facebook, social media, and you'll hear about it.
Great. Thanks very much for coming in, Brent. Let me tell people that the Imaginist's website is, as you might suspect, theimaginist.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.
Sonoma Spotlight is produced at KRCB Studios in Rohnert Park. Roland Giacopetti is Sonoma Spotlight's host, Wendy Nicholson, producer, and Steve Birsch, engineer. Sonoma Spotlight airs weekday mornings at 7:53 a.m. inside Morning Edition. Today's and previous editions of Sonoma Spotlight are available at our website at radio.krcb.org/rss.